second scripture reading this morning comes from Numbers chapter 22. Now, there's a typo in the bulletin. It is not verses 21 through 3, because that is mathematically impossible. It's verses 21 through 35. Story of Balaam and his donkey. So Balaam got up in the morning, saddled his donkey, and went with the officials to Moab. God's anger was kindled because he was going, and the angel of the Lord took his stand in the road as his adversary. Now, he was riding on the donkey, and two of his servants were with him. The donkey saw that the angel of the Lord was standing in the road with the sword drawn in his hand. So the donkey turned off the road and went onto the field. And Balaam struck the donkey to turn it back into the road. Then the angel of the Lord stood in the narrow path between the vineyards, with a wall on either side. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, it scraped against the wall and scraped Balaam's foot against the wall. So he struck it again. Then the angel of the Lord went ahead and stood in a narrow place, where there was no way to turn either right or to the left. When the donkey saw it, the angel of the Lord, it lay down under Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled. He struck the donkey with his staff. Then the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey, and it said to Balaam, "What have I done to you that you have struck me these three times?" Balaam said to the donkey, "Because you have made a fool of me, I wish I had a sword in my hand. I would kill you right now." But the donkey said to Balaam, "Am I not your donkey who you have ridden all your life to this day? Have I been in the habit of treating you this way?" And he said, "No." And the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with his drawn sword in his hand. He bowed down, falling on his face. The angel of the Lord said to him, "Why have you struck your donkey these three times? I have come out as an adversary because your way is perverse before me. The donkey saw me and turned away from me these three times. If it had not turned away from me, surely just now I would have killed you and let it live." Then Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, "I have sinned, for I did not know that you were standing in the road to oppose me. Now therefore, if it is displeasing to you, I will return home." The angel of the Lord said to Balaam, "Go with the men, but speak only what I tell you to speak." So Balaam went on to the officials, to Balak. The word of the Lord. I didn't need this morning, but things happen. This morning, I have a simple question for you. Do you hear it? Shh. Stop. Don't move. Shh. Don't make a sound. Just listen. Do you hear it? Now, I'm sure some of you are out there wondering, what is this "it" I'm supposed to be hearing? Well, I have some disappointing news for you. I don't specifically know what it is, but I know that it's there. You see, the thing that we're listening for is the voice of God. Now, I imagine there'll be some of you who are thinking, I thought he said that he didn't know what it was. Now he's saying it's the voice of God. Well, there's a reason why I said I didn't know what it was specifically. You see, I believe that God speaks to us all individually in a way that we can understand. Not everyone takes in information or thinks the same way. God knows this and takes that into consideration when he speaks to us. Our communication with God can be immensely personal and attuned to us individually. Sadly, I think a lot of believers don't hear his voice because they have placed God in a box when it comes to his communication. Let me take a little bit to explain what I mean. There are numerous scriptures in the Bible when God speaks to people. Some of these occurrences are well known, like Moses and the burning bush. God has also spoken through supernatural circumstances, like when he answered Job out of a whirlwind. God has been known to speak through dreams, like he did with Joseph and many others. Sometimes God has spoken plainly. I imagine it's like a disembodied voice, like he often did with his prophets. 1 Samuel 16 starts with, "The Lord said to Samuel," just plainly stated. The voice of God is often described as sounding like thunder. Like in John 12, there's a group of Greeks that hear the voice of the Lord, and it says, "Then a voice came from heaven and said, I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The crowd standing there heard it and said it was thunder." God has even been known to speak in a quiet voice, like he did with Elijah. These are some of the more well-known scriptural examples of God speaking, and I think that has led many Christians to believe that these are the only ways God can speak to us. Like God can only use something supernatural, like the burning bush or the whirlwind, or it must be through a dream or a vision. It has to speak plainly to us and resound like thunder, or be a whisper. For some of us, these are the only ways God can speak to us. That's what I mean by placing God in a box when it comes to hearing him. We try to dictate terms to God and tell him the ways in which he can speak to us. It's like we forget that God is infinite, all-knowing, all-powerful, limitless. I've come across so many believers who tell me they've never heard God speak to them, or that it happens very rarely. Well, this morning I want to try to shift that paradigm. You see, I believe that God is constantly speaking to us. Every time we go to the Lord in prayer, we get a response. I think the problem is that we don't know what to listen for. We tend to believe that anything we hear that is not a form of communication that I mentioned earlier is just not divine. We fail to hear God in unconventional ways. So our second scripture reading this morning is one of my favorite stories. And so I'm going to use it to try to make my point. The story of Balaam and his donkey has amused me for years. I always thought the idea of some guy talking to his donkey was just hilarious. It wasn't until years later, honestly, in seminary, that I realized this story was much more than the Mr. Ed of the Bible. It really shows what God is willing to do when he wants to talk to us. First of all, the story shows how God can speak to us through unique means. There are only two instances in the Bible where animals speak. The first is the serpent in the garden. This is the second, which means that this is actually the only time in the Bible that God speaks through an animal, which means that it's rare and is as individualized as the burning bush. God spoke to Balaam in a way, at a time, because he knew that Balaam would be able to hear it. You see, Balaam was a diviner, a mystic. He'd even be called a mercenary prophet. But that means that he was experienced with the divine, with supernatural occurrences. A talking donkey wouldn't faze him. But imagine how you would react if your pet just started talking to you in plain English. I have a little 11-pound dog named Chester. I think that if Chester came up to me and said, "Hey, Dad," one day, I wouldn't have been so calm as Balaam was. I think that after I woke up from fainting, I would probably have some, I'd probably run. I can't even fathom what I would do. But Balaam was different. He was accustomed to interacting with supernatural things, and God knew that. That's why he chose that method of contact. Another thing this story shows us is that when God speaks to us, he speaks to us. By that I mean God speaks to specific people at specific times, and that particular message is only for those persons' ears. In the story, Balaam is escorted by two men. During Balaam's conversation, they aren't mentioned. But they finish escorting him to King Balak, which means they were there through the whole episode. I used to laugh when I would think about watching this unfold. I can just hear the conversation between the two of them as they watch this transpire. "Hey, Jim." "Yeah, Ed." For some reason, they have American names. And, you know. "You see what I see?" "Yep." "So I'm not crazy. Balaam's talking to a donkey." "Yep." and she thinks the donkey's talking back to him. Yep. And this is the guy that the king wants to help us? Yep. It's the strongest side of the time.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, we're doomed. I used to really laugh when I thought about Balaam's story from an outside perspective. But now I can see that it shows how personal God's words are when he speaks to us. Balaam heard intelligible words, but I imagine all those other men, all they heard was, "Hee-haw!" People get a kick out of that. But this is important. I get the feeling that a lot of Christians feel that God's voice will be so profound that other people will hear it and verify it. It's that whole, "Did you hear that?" thing. Sometimes God speaks to us in a way that only we can understand. Another thing this story shows us is that God will speak to us through the mundane, through the ordinary. When God spoke to Moses through the burning bush, he took the mundane and made extraordinary by making this bush burn without being consumed. Then he spoke. With Balaam's donkey, he just spoke. If others had been with Moses, they would have known they were in the midst of the divine without having to hear the Lord. On the other hand, Balaam was with people. And I don't think that they realized that that was the Lord speaking. So with that said, I pose my original question. Could you hear it? But I don't think we're ready to answer the question yet. You see, so far I've talked about the interesting and personalized ways God has spoken through Scripture, but now I want to share with you a way in which God has spoken to me personally through unconventional means. Those of you who know me from the first service know that I am in the praise band. I'm a musician. I'm a saxophone player. I've also sung in choirs most of my young life, even up until I was 27. Singing in the teen choir when I was 27. You figure that out. I have also performed and been published as a rapper. True story. That is true. God knows all of this. He knows that one way I can hear him is through music. Well, there's a song by one of my favorite rap groups called Outkast, and the song is called "In Due Time." And the chorus of the song, when I heard it, I knew the Lord was speaking to me. His words may not sound divine to any ears but mine, but Balaam's donkey didn't sound divine to anyone but Balaam either. I want to take a minute just to share this chorus with you, so that maybe you can understand where I found God in this verse. I'm not going to sing it. I'm not going to sing it. I respect your ears too much to sing it. But I will recite it for you. And it said, "Just put your faith in me. Don't act impatiently. You'll get where you need to be in due time. Even when things are slow, hold on. And don't let go. I'll give you what I owe in due time." Now, I want to give you some context so you can understand why this hit me like a ton of bricks. It was my freshman year of college, and I met this girl that I thought was incredible, and I pursued this girl that I thought was incredible, and I incredibly failed in that pursuit of this girl. And it hurt, and I was heartbroken, and I cried out to the Lord, "When will it be my time? When can I have this relationship that I, even though I was 18, I felt I had been seeking for so long?" And I kid you not, later that day, this song premiered on as a music video. It premiered, world premiered, the first time it was released for mass consumption. And it says, "Just put your faith in me. Don't act impatiently. You'll get where you need to be in due time. Even when things are slow, hold on and don't let go. I'll give you what I owe in due time. Even to this day, 19 years later, yes, 19 years later, it still sends chills to me. You may not have heard the Lord there, but I did. God can use anyone and anything. Don't be afraid to open yourself up to things that are unexpected, unforeseen, or simply out of your box. God can speak to you through those things and many other things as well. The gospel is everywhere. As I close, I'm reminded of another song lyric. It's a simple but famous one. It comes from the Buffalo Springfield song, For What It's Worth. I think it acts as a reminder that as we seek to hear God's voice, we need to stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. When you leave here today, I hope that you ask yourself my simple question, do you hear it? And I pray that your answer is yes. Let us pray. Gracious, merciful God, you are the architect, the creator, the sustainer of all that exists. There is nothing that is beyond your power, that is beyond your ability. And Father, we thank you for using those means to speak to us, for coming to us in our own ways of understanding, our own ways of hearing. Father, we thank you for speaking to us. Father, I ask that each and every one of us can be willing to listen, willing to hear your voice, and willing to be obedient to your call. It is in your perfect name we pray. Amen.